planned for all of you, with all of you. We have, let's see, Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch joining us, plus Jason Mayarez, the new Attorney General of Virginia. Talk to you tomorrow.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.
You don't just vote in November, you vote every single month with the money you spend and the companies you spend it with. Consider your cell phone provider and the bill you're paying each month. Your money supports the candidates and issues that they donate to. Leftist politicians pushing leftist agendas.
But there's a solution, Pure Talk. Get your cell phone service from Pure Talk. They use the exact same towers, the exact same 5G network as one of those companies, but with the peace of mind, you're supporting a veteran-run business with employees all here in the U.S. Just a couple of reasons we're proud customers.
And this is one lower monthly bill you can be proud to pay. It may likely be half of what your current cell phone bill is. The average family on a plan saves over $800 a year.
So from your cell phone, dial #250, say Pure Talk, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Pure Talk.
Simply smarter wireless. That's Pure Talk.
This new year, you may be excited about the new device you got over the holidays, or your focus may be your New Year's resolutions. Make sure your new devices and your resolutions include one critical thing: protection. It's easy to be unsafe online. Every time you enter private info on that new device of yours, you might be giving up a little safety too. That's why Norton 360 with LifeLock makes it easy to help keep you safe, with device security to help block hackers from devices, a VPN for online privacy, and LifeLock identity theft protection all in one. No one can prevent all cybercrime or identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but Norton 360 with LifeLock helps you cheers to a cyber-safe new year. Opt in to cyber safety. Save 25% or more off your first year at Norton.com/join. That's Norton.com/join to save 25%.
Hi, this is Alan from Mountain View Pest Control. Over the last few months, we have seen an explosion in the rat population in this valley. The most important thing you can do today is to protect your home from the rat explosion we are having. Rats are in every neighborhood in this valley. Rats love the protection they can find under the hood of your car and in your attic. If left uncontrolled, they can do extensive damage to your home and car. A female rat can have around 24 baby rats each year. That's right, 24 baby rats unleashed in your yard. To help prevent this, call me or Brianna at Mountain View Pest Control. We're offering Wayne Root listeners a free pest control treatment with your first rodent service. Mountain View Pest Control can protect your home from all the insects, bugs, and rodents that want to make your home their home. Please call us now at 702-568-1857. 568-1857 or at Mountain View.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The investigation continues into the weekend standoff at a Texas synagogue. It ended with the death of an armed British man. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
President Biden calls what Malik Faisal Akram did at the suburban Fort Worth synagogue an act of terror. He took hostages at the Congregation Beth Israel synagogue and could be heard ranting on a Facebook live stream demanding the release of a Pakistani neuroscientist who was convicted of trying to kill U.S. Army officers in Afghanistan. The last hostages ran out of the synagogue Saturday night. Then a man holding a gun opened the same door, closed it, and moments later, several shots and an explosion were heard. Akram was dead. Late Sunday, British police revealed that two teenagers had been arrested in connection with the standoff, but so far, no details. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at townhall.com, a dangerous winter storm is whipping the East Coast, with significant snowfall, strong thunderstorms, and blustery winds. Travel reported to be very treacherous in some areas, and that storm forcing the closure of many COVID-19 vaccination and testing sites in the northeastern U.S. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, black churches are getting a $20 million donation. Bernie Bennett with that story.
The Lilly Endowment Incorporated, a private philanthropic organization, donated $20 million to the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund, which then used the money to establish the Preserving Black Churches Initiative, according to the National Trust for Historical Preservation. According to the NTHP's website, quote, the purpose is to invest in historic black churches and congregations to reimagine, redesign, and deploy historic preservation to address the institution's needs and the cultural assets and stories they steward. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate animal list number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. The Construction Trade Show, which marked the return of the conventions to Las Vegas last summer, is back in its regular show slot. The World of Concrete Convention is at the Las Vegas Convention Center today, January, and tomorrow, I should say, through Thursday. More than 60,000 people normally attend the Construction Trade Show. The Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Show, better known as the SHOT Show, is also in town. The largest firearms and ammo show of its kind is growing in size, adding a second exhibit venue in addition to the Venetian Expo. Exhibition space is now being split between the Venetian and Caesars Forum. The SHOT Show also draws about 60,000 people. Well, when the classes resume in the Clark County School District on Wednesday, the district will implement a test-to-stay program. District officials say the program is designed to keep more students and employees in school if they test negative for COVID-19 after they've come in contact with someone who has COVID-19. The program is voluntary, so if someone doesn't want to take part, Well, you're going to be quarantined for 5 days.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, there's good news and bad news. The good, well, no restrictions or delays on the 95, the 15, and the 215 right now. However, we do have bumper-to-bumper conditions. Even though traffic is light everywhere through the construction zone, that's both directions on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, January 17th. It's MLK Day, Martin Luther King Day. And if you're taking the day off, more power to you. If you're a working stiff like the rest of us, hope you'll stay with us for the full 3 hours today. Guess who's here? I always love it when we have Victor Jakes on, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And I'm sure he was glued to the TV all weekend long for football, or maybe not. Let's find out. Victor, how you doing, my friend? Whoops.
My Dallas Cowboys. So.
Oh, so in other words, you don't have a dog in this fight anymore.
Not anymore. Well, I have to tell you, I predicted last week. I told you exactly what would happen.
Yeah.
The Cowboys would get in the playoffs, and they played in some sort of a fashion. And boy, they sure came through in that respect.
Isn't that incredible? The playoffs so far have been really good. They've been what the college football playoffs weren't. These playoffs were. They were closer games. But the Cowboys laid an egg.
Well, they sure did, and they've got a 25-year track record of doing that. And I don't know what Emmitt Smith's doing. Maybe we can drag him back out of retirement or something, but
God.
I guess there's always next year, and we'll just probably have to see Tom Brady win one more.
I'll tell you what, my Chiefs could use some help. So if you want to start rooting for the Chiefs, they got the Bills next week, or this week, I should say.
That should be certainly a good game. Absolutely, Mahomes is an exciting quarterback.
It's going to be a great game and a high scoring game, I think. Whatever the over is, take it. I want to ask you, your column over the weekend was absolutely spot on, talking about Governor Sisolak and how he's kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth when it comes to closing schools. Give us the broad strokes of your column.
Well, it's obviously the immediate thing is that CCSD shut down for a 5-day weekend. Announced last Tuesday, they said, "Oh, we're not going to have class Friday or Tuesday because of the surge." And it's an emergency, which is why it's not going to go into effect until the weekend, which I always thought was pretty hilarious. Anyway, the governor comes out and says, it is the most important thing to keep schools open. We can't go back to distance learning. And so you think, like, okay, the next thing out of the statement is going to be, so get back in class. And hopefully this pause will allow the district to kind of recover and keep kids in school. And so it's like, We have to kick kids out of school in order to keep them in school. And it basically throughout the whole pandemic, I mean, he's kind of been trying to have it both ways, where you know, he's the one signing the executive orders that allow them to stay out of school and then, you know, say, well, we really got to have the kids in school. So, I mean, this is just, it's a really tough issue politically. I mean, just, you know, obviously there's more than politics that go into it, but it's hard not to look at the political angle where, I mean, I think one of the defining issues in Virginia and New Jersey, too, was that parents wanted their kids in school. Sisolak's been responsible for kids not being in school, and I think he's going to pay an electoral price for it.
I want to ask you, CCSD, whenever they're talking policy, I always feel like I have to read between the lines because they're ambiguous and they don't make a lot of sense sometimes. And I'm just curious, 5 days, an emergency situation, what do you expect to change? Will 800, 900 teachers just appear on their doorstep and crisis over? Or is this something that's going to happen again?
Well, hey, that's a great question. I mean, if you want to make the positive case for them, you would say, well, we'll keep kids out. We'll keep teachers away from each other. That'll help cases go down. It'll give the district time to kind of reprioritize their staffing system and, you know, figure out how do we crisis manage if we have teachers calling out sick. But the problem is that there's lots of evidence from around the country that keeping kids in school actually, that schools have lower transmission rates, lower rates of positivity than the surrounding community. And so, you know, if we took all the students and all the teachers and we put them in a glass container for 5 days, then yeah, there'd be less spread. But that's not how it works. People go travel, people go talk to friends, people are out and about. And actually what the evidence suggests is that being in schools is the best place, not because there's no transmission, because there's transmission everywhere, but because, you know, perhaps because you're around the same people all the time, the transmission isn't as widespread as in the surrounding community. So I think you're going to come back, and I think this next week's going to be just, you know, the absences are going to be just as significant, except you sent the message now to all, you know, to the parents who are really worried about this that, oh, yeah, actually, it's really dangerous, so, you know, you probably should keep your kids home, which is not a helpful message to send. You know, teachers have been able to be vaccinated for, I mean, a year at this point, almost a year at this point, and kids are at very low risk. It's time to move on. And the Omicron variant is here. It's raging. It'll probably rage for 2 more weeks and then drop off very quickly. That's what we've seen around the world, and there's no reason to think it's going to be any different here.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, Las Vegas Review-Journal, 3-time-a-week columnist. What the hell is Test to Stay?
Well, this is actually a positive. I mean, well, positive is maybe it's better than they had. So before it was, you know, if you are around someone who tests positive, then you've got to go home for 10 days and now 5 days. And this is saying that if you're around someone who tests positive and you test negative, then you don't need to stay home anymore. And so it's actually an improvement. They're trying to identify, you know, who actually is positive, not just, well, you were around someone who was positive, so now we've got to treat you like you're unclean. You know, if you have a negative test, you can come back to school, and that's good. That's a good step forward.
But am I right that if you choose not to participate in this program, you must quarantine for 5 days?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So
in other words, we're going to punish people for simply saying I don't want to be a part of this program.
Well. Yeah, but I mean the program is, you know, they're trying to stop the spread, which I think at this point is just impossible with the Omicron variant. But what the theory is they're saying, you know, say a kid comes to class and he tests positive. Well, the 20, 25 kids in this class have all been exposed to the coronavirus. So, you know, contact tracing dictates they all have got to go home. They've all got to be away from school for 5 to 10 days. And what the district is saying now is that if that happens and you're in the class, you can go test, and if you have a negative test, you can come back to school, even though you've been exposed to someone with the coronavirus.
So what's the end of this story look like? The kids come back to school on Wednesday, and what happens?
Well, I think we're going to be in the same position we were last week. I mean, you're going to have, you know, a lot of teachers absent because the Omicron variant is here. It's super contagious. You're going to have a lot of kids absent. You know, hopefully parents realize, you know, like kids are at very low risk and they don't need to just, you know, keep them home. They don't need to be worried about this for their children. And if they are worried, they can go get their kid vaccinated. But I think we're basically going to be in the same position. And I think we'll just, as we were last week before the shutdown, I think we're just going to kind of stay in that position for, you know, 2 to 3 weeks until this thing burns itself out.
Well, we had an announcement last week from the governor that they have ordered 500,000 at-home test kits. We're going to find out what that's all about and a whole lot more coming up. Joining us, as always, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist from the Las Vegas Review-Journal. More from him coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wayne Allen Root here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. I have lunch or dinner at Mastroianni's at least twice a week. It's my home away from home. I bring all my New York buddies here. It's the best Italian food I've ever eaten in my life. Better than my favorite Italian restaurants in New York. Mastroianni's been family owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. And the food, oh my gosh, bellissimo! Mastroianni's features live action cooking, the freshest, finest quality seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, and homemade desserts. During this tough time, they're open, adhering to all health guidelines, and offer takeout, curbside pickup, and delivery. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas. 25 years as the Italian food star of Vegas. Mention you're a fan of war and get a free homemade dessert to die for. Mastroianni's is at South Hualapai Way near DI. Call for reservations 702-367-7511. 702-367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo!
We're tuning in now to a press conference where a spokesperson for New Mail Medical Center is answering questions from the media. Take a listen.
Yeah. Many men have tried pills with no success, or they have had bad side effects. What makes New Mail any different?
Our treatments can work even when pills have failed. Next question.
What if someone is diabetic, has high blood pressure, or even had prostate surgery?
We've treated tens of thousands of patients just like that, and with great success. Next question.
And for men who don't have ED, can New Mail still help them be at their best?
New Mail offers low T treatments, peptide therapy, medically managed weight loss, even treatments for hair loss.
Call now at 702-919-0609 or visit online at numale.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Monday edition of Live and Local. It's a holiday edition in that many of you are off for Martin Luther King Day. Those of you that are not, hey, welcome aboard. Last week, Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak announced that more than 500,000 take-home rapid COVID-19 tests are on the way to the state. Don't know when they're going to get here exactly. One of the things that the governor said, he says, quote, "I've been working with the team at the state level to ensure that we are doing all we can to meet this demand for testing and to build a more sustainable testing." Let's find out if he's being true to his words, because Victor Jake's joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, what do you think? Is he standing up to the promise there?
Well, I thought this was actually a pretty good moment of political spin, because, you know, he gets out there and, you know, the crisis is here right now, and he says, you know, I secured the 500,000 tests and they're coming. And they're coming in a couple of weeks at the end of the month when the crisis is likely to appear.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to, I mean, it's politics. So, I mean, that's what you do, right? You, as a politician, you get in there and you claim credit, but I don't think people should expect the test when they are needed, which is, you know, 2 weeks ago.
And by the way, I don't understand how the testing makes us safer, makes us healthier, kills off the virus. What's the connection between testing and success in shutting down the virus, as the president likes to say?
Well, the theory is that, you know, because so many people are asymptomatic, they're spreading it without knowing it, right? And that's what's causing the virus to keep going. So in theory, if everyone tested, you know, the people who test positive could identify themselves and then isolate, and then the virus wouldn't keep expanding. And I think what we've seen, you know, certainly with the Omicron wave, is it just doesn't matter. The thing is so contagious that it's going to spread. And, you know, obviously everyone should be respectful, you know, and try and get tested. My daughter had a fever over the weekend, so I went down and got tested, and I'm waiting for results. But, I mean, it's here. It's spreading. It's just, that's reality. I think everything else at this point is pretty much just window dressing.
And people, correct me if I'm wrong, but people aren't really dying from this thing. They're getting a sniffle. They're getting a head cold. I tested positive, and I come out of a quarantine tonight. But I, like last Monday, I was all congested and didn't feel great, but didn't feel bad either. Is that what this thing is? Nobody's dying from it, though.
Yeah, I mean, comparatively few. I mean, I think the stats I've seen, you know, compares it to the flu, you know, somewhere around there. Now, obviously, if you are elderly, you know, the chances go up. If you're unvaccinated, the chances go up. If you are, you know, say you're fighting stage 4 cancer, the chances go up. So, you know, it's just, it's very similar to seasonal illnesses where, you know, for most people, it's a flu, it's a cold. For some people, even with the flu and the cold, it goes poorly and they could even end up in the hospital or dying from it. But, you know, in terms of, you know, is this a societal crisis? No, certainly not like it was when we didn't know, and certainly much less deadly than Delta.
Let's talk some politics. Chuck Schumer has put off a vote on the voting rights bills and the filibuster to tomorrow. He's not going to bring it to the floor till tomorrow. What seems to be going on there? And can you think of a president that's had a worse week in recent memory?
Well, it's hard to think of one.
Even in the worst days of the Trump administration, or even if you go back to the Carter administration, it's still, there's no comparison.
Well, the hits just come. From the inflation to the voting rights speech that was just a complete disaster, the 33% approval rating, the filibuster, Sinema just nuking him from the floor of the Senate. It's been a bad week. And, Chuck Schumer, in one way, it doesn't make any sense.